Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can hear me and Darren Bent all next week and for every week ever, hopefully, from 4 p.m. on TalkSport Drive. Now, we start the potty thing with West Ham. After under pressure, Hammers boss David Moyes revealed he had been offered a new deal to stay at the club, but says he'll wait till the end of the season to make his decision.
The banners are out in the away end, those that are left anyway. Moyes out, they want the board out. There's fury coming in the East End of London. Full time here in the East Midlands, it's Nottingham Forest 2, West Ham United 0.
Well, first of all, I don't think the contract's affecting the players, but I'll answer your question. Yeah, I've had really good conversations with the owners, with David and Karen Brady. And look, there's a contract there for me. I'm the one who's at the moment deciding that I want to wait. I want to wait to the end of the season. I want to make sure that everything's correct and that first and foremost that we concentrate in this season, do the job. But I've really enjoyed my 4 years here, and one way or the other I'll make sure I see my contract out.
Is there a reason why you want to wait so long till maybe the end of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, plenty of reasons. You know, got to make sure that I think it's the right thing for the club. Got to make sure it's the right thing for me and my family. And at the moment, you know, I've spoken to the board. I got on really well with them. As I said, I've had a fabulous 4 years. And you think of, we're just talking about Europe there, and we're talking about how you get to Europe in the first place is be successful in the league. We'll sort it out, but I'm happy for it to wait.
Now, here's how we reacted to the Moyes news on Drive yesterday with me, Darren Bent, and special guest, former Manchester United, Birmingham, West Brom, Watford, Wrexham, and, of course, England goalkeeper, the wonderful Ben Foster.
I listen to your guys, I listen to TalkSport a lot, and you hear a lot of West Ham fans always ringing in, and they're not happy. They're not happy with the style of play. They're not happy with where they are. And then I want them to get a bit of a reality check, really. They've just won a European competition at the end of last season. If you look at the teams that are above them in the league, realistically, where are you going to be? Do you know what I mean? Where are you going to be? You're talking, some of the teams above them are real, proper, big clubs. Really big clubs. And then you've got the likes of your Brightons and Aston Villa. I'm not belittling them. They're not in the same league as the Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool's, Tottenham's. But I don't know where you expect to be then. So I think for their league position, which is, I think, ninth, is it? Mm-hmm. I think that's about right for them.
Do you know what? I think West Ham fans, I don't think they're too much bothered about the position.
Position, yeah.
I think it all comes back to the style of play. Mm-hmm. If I'm David Moyes at the end of the season, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking there's an element to get stuffed a little bit because yeah. I get it, his football might not be great. But as you said there, won a European trophy. They finished sixth before. They finished seventh before. They tailed off a little bit last season, but they won the Europa. They're now in the top 10 again this season. I don't know what more he could do.
Yeah, if you look at it from his perspective, I would feel like that as well. It's almost like you're not wanted there. I reckon he would feel like he's done a really good job at West Ham. Like I say, winning a European competition. Do you know there was two teams that won a cup last year? Two British teams that won a trophy. Man City and West Ham.
Let me throw that to both of you then, right? Benny, I'll stay with you. Mm. Newcastle, if Eddie Howe went somewhere... No. Too big? No.
Yeah, too big, I think, yeah.
No. Not even so much too big, which I do agree with, but Newcastle fans won't want to watch that style of football. No.
Unfortunately, it's time to go because we haven't got a plan B. And when I say we haven't got a plan B, as soon as we've lost Paqueta through injury, which isn't Moyes' fault, we have no other options. We don't do anything. Mohamed Kudus, before he went to the African Nations Cup, were like a world-beater. Now he looks like an egg beater. He looks awful. And they don't go over the halfway line. They're very static. We're playing Bowen up front. And I know that buying players is not necessarily down to him, but there seems to be a bit of a clash between him and Tim behind the scenes about what players they want. And I just think we need someone who's got some fresh ideas, who, if plan A doesn't work, has got a plan B. And he hasn't got a plan B. And he's making too many of the players now look ordinary.
I've got a lot of respect for David Moyes. He saved the club twice. And he's done a lot of good things. But it is this thing of him not playing the sort of football. You three guys all said what the West Ham fans want and said, you know, we should all be really, really pleased. And then went, oh, well, what about, would he go to Brentford? Well, no, they don't want that type of football. Would he go to Newcastle? It's too big a club. But a lot of West Ham fans want us to play the type of football. And it is, like the other fella said, ninth is okay. You know, Europe's lovely. But I'd still rather see us get beat 5-4 than lose 2-0 and have no chance like the Forest game.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to an electrifying clash, live and exclusive on TalkSport this evening as Arsenal take on Newcastle at the Emirates. Let's hear from both managers. First, Mikel Arteta, followed by Edwin Howe.
But they are a really good team. They are very well coached. They are fantastic players. They have great spirit within the team and they are difficult to beat for us and for many, many opponents. Well, I think we are in a really good position and we are where we want to be. I don't know, we can be better. As I said before, I think the most important thing is that we continue to believe, to perform at the level that we are doing, and we have the squad available. And if we have those two things, we're going to give them a real go.
Well, it'd be hugely disappointed. And it is advantage Porto. They're going to have to do it the hard way again. They've been beaten tonight by a golden ale.
That's the reaction that we need. And we want to create an atmosphere in the stadium from the beginning. And I ask everybody to go there tomorrow night with full energy because the team is going to need it. And we are in a really good moment in the Premier League and we want to continue to be there. And tomorrow's game is vital to achieve that.
Well, certainly we will need to replicate close to our best performance in order to get something from the game. I think we've had some really good games against Arsenal in recent seasons, very tight affairs. Last season at the Emirates was a really battling performance from us. Defensively, we're going to need to be improved than we have been in recent weeks. So that's the challenge for us. I think Arsenal this season have been very, very good in every aspect of the game. Statistically, one of the best teams in the league. They're rightly where they are in the table. So a big challenge for us.
There were a few players at the darts last night enjoying Luke Lifford's performance. Is it nice to see them socialising together, they're friends as well as teammates?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, so you need to give me a list of names, please. Hopefully it wasn't a late night.
No, soft drinks only.
They weren't in 20
minutes. Okay, that's maybe they should have been.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, new Crystal Palace manager Oliver Glasner has addressed the media for the first time since his appointment, and the former Frankfurt boss says he understands the challenges he faces and that he's not David Copperfield.
So I'm no magician, so I'm not David Copperfield. But yes, it's a new experience, but it's what I always tell the players is it's the same for me. So you can grow with your challenges, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge for me. It's a challenge for all of us, but I had a warm welcome from all players from the whole organization, also from British Weather the last days. It made it really easy to start. The players are listening, the players have great characters. And yeah, we also started with our impact, I think, softly. Yeah, I think more meetings than training sessions on the pitch, but it was a start. It was, I'm really, I think we all did it well together, but of course it's important. It's the game tomorrow against Burnley, home game at Selhurst Park, and we want to keep the 3 points at Selhurst.
Now, earlier this week, the Chelsea striker Nicholas Jackson opened up about his tough start to life at Stamford Bridge. Well, Blues legend Gianfranco Zola has told TalkSport he's back in the forward to come good.
Gallagher, he's got space for Jackson through the centre. He's fed him. Jackson is through and he's missed the target. What a chance for a winner for Nicholas Jackson.
Sometimes I go to sleep thinking, still watching the same videos always, like I should have done better. But you know, I was supporting Madrid when I was young, and Benzema was missing a lot of chance. But, you know, later he won the Ballon d'Or. I'm not saying, you know, I'm that level. I cannot be that level now. But, I mean, I've seen it before, so I'm not worried.
Last night we were with some of my previous companions. Gus was one of them, Di Matteo. And we were just talking about him and how good he was in his previous team, how effective he was. And now, obviously, he's found some difficulties. We know that when the striker, you know, loses a little bit the goal, loses a little bit the confidence. And I believe this is the case. We have no doubts about his qualities. He's fast, he's very direct. He just need to be a little bit more calmer and wait for you know, things to get better, because sometimes when you don't score, you get nervous, you struggle, you try harder, but doesn't work. This is exactly the case. So he has to be... He has to trust his abilities, and I'm sure that if he can find a good continuity, it'll be, you know, he will show all his qualities.
TalkSport Daily.
Leeds United hosted Leicester City last night in a top of the table clash in the Championship. Here's what happened on TalkSport.
Big moment for Leeds United's Dan James. Leicester have got a 5-man wall. And they've got McAteer lying down behind it. James has blasted it through the wall and the keeper. Leeds United have won it. The title race is back on. Yet again, the Foxes capitulate late in a big game. It's become a recurring theme. And Leeds, who were bang average for an hour of this, have scored 3 in the last 10 minutes. They're going to win it. They're back within 6 points of the top of the table.
The atmosphere inside Elland Road is unbelievable, because these fans smell blood when it comes to that title race. Daniel Farke spoke about using momentum. You can't deny it. Leeds are like a runaway train right now. Simply unstoppable. Equaling a club record of 9 straight league wins. Doing the double over Leicester for the first time since 1995. Closing the gap to 6 points. They're now 3 points ahead of Ipswich, 5 ahead of Southampton, albeit having played a game more. But it's a statement victory. And it's the kind of run that could cause those around you to crumble in that race for a place in the Premier League.
It's going to be really interesting going forward. Now, Jim mentioned in the game about the character of the squad, specifically in this game, but the character of the squad now, you've gone from 17 points ahead, you're now only 6 points ahead, you've had back-to-back defeats. Now, this is a time where we really see what Leicester City are made of.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Cricket now, and Joe Root's superb century helped England recover from an early batting collapse on day one of the fourth test in India. England legend Darren Goff said he had been expecting a big performance from Root.
Did text him 3 days ago and said, big one's coming this test match. Feel it. Said it on TalkSport yesterday. I just did.
Minimum of fuss as Root takes the helmet off, kisses the crest on top of it, raises his bat up to his skipper Stokes, who's on his feet. He takes applause from Robinson, turns to the crowd, who are also on their feet. The trumpeters on the go. Joe Root reaches 100, and England now 279 for 7.
It was due. I think a lot of people know when you have a class player, someone of Joe Root's ability, you know the score's just around the corner. No bowling to worry about. Win the toss. His job was to bat. And bat he did. What a magnificent 100 from Joe Root. And England are in a great position.
And remember, our live and exclusive Ball by Ball commentary of India against England in the fourth test continues on TalkSport 2 across the weekend. Now, we can hear some more from yesterday's brilliant Drive Time show. In my opinion, the best show on national radio. We had the superstar co-host Ben Foster with us in the studio.
How's your mate Ryan Gosling, or whatever his name is?
Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds.
That's it, yeah. That's
Deadpool. yeah, he's good as gold.
When did I speak to him?
He still sends the odd text here and there. I'll send a little congratulatory text if the team are doing well or they have get a few wins on the row or something like that. But he's we were talking about him today, weren't we? And you were genuinely intrigued as to whether he was just a normal bloke or it was a bit of a show, a bit of a pun. But no, he's not. He's lovely. I don't think he actually enjoys all the sort of glitz and glamour and fame and that. He just wants normality.
That's nice.
Fozzie, you know both of them, right? You speak to both of them. Is there a little bit of a different feeling when one texts you than the other?
Yeah, a little bit.
Who's the other one? Like Matthew McConaughey or something?
What's
his name?
Rob McElhenney.
Yes, it's his surname.
When he messaged you, was it like, oh, no, but when Ryan, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, no, it's different. It's the other way around. Rob's the brains behind it. Rob is fully in. Like, don't get me wrong, they're both fully in. But Rob is, you can tell this is his baby. Genuinely, it's his baby, Wrexham is. And Ryan, I think at first, sort of joined along for the ride and it was like, yeah, I'll help you out. And then he's fallen head over heels in for it as well. But he is a bit more of a kind of the relaxed one, whereas Rob is, no, we want to do something here.
Are they best friends?
No, they're not. They didn't even know each other. Before they started the Wrexham thing, he had never even spoken to him. He just sort of reached out and said, I'm going to do this crazy thing. Do you want to be part of it? And he's like, yeah, okay, cool.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive on Monday, 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks for the Daily Podcast out first thing tomorrow morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.